Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Well, 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 welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey!
It is Monday, and there's a lot to get to. Portia is out today, but Brad's back in the house after living home last night. Man, she was all on the gram giving it up. We're going to get to those details later. And we got Heidi and Frank on the West Coast. And Heidi, you're looking especially good today. Are you celebrating your birthday live on TV right now?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Atlanta? Thank you. Thank you.
The big 7'5".
Don't I look good, though?
You do look great for 75.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, later on, Jennifer Lopez falls on stage. And would you want Michelle Obama to officiate your wedding? But before we get to all that, birthday girl, what you got for us?
Well, you know what? What's better than a new feud, I think, is an old feud that is sort of returning or that just won't go away. Cher, the one and only, often very outspoken. She was on Ellen's show today promoting her ABBA cover album, Dancing Queen. And in the middle of playing a game with Ellen, she dropped the shadiest shade of all time. Take a look.
Sure. Okay. Name three celebrities you'd want to do a duet with.
Oh, Adele, Pink, and, not Madonna.
Well, all right, Ms. Negative.
Did I cheat?
Yeah, that's not, he said you'd want to. It's not who you wouldn't want to.
All right, so what do we think of Cher throwing shade all over Madonna? But two icons, I mean.
I don't think that was shade. She just said she didn't want to do nothing with her. Hell, that's plain and simple.
No, Gary, she did not have to say that. She could have just named somebody else that she may want to do a song with.
That shade took effort. Like, she wanted to announce on the Ellen show that she got beef with Madonna.
Yeah, but I mean, Madonna shaded Lady Gaga, so she shaded her. Aretha Franklin shaded every damn body, so hey, there you got it.
You just got to let Cher have that, though, because Cher is the, you know, she's been around longer. I mean, you know, Sonny and Cher, like, I'm talking like 70s, you know, so Cher should be able to have that and say what the hell she want to say.
I heard a rumor, though, celebrity boxing is coming back, so maybe they're setting that up. Cher versus Madonna, celebrity boxing.
Ding, ding.
I like Madonna's cardio for that one.
I think just for irony purposes, they should both do a duet at their ages that they are in the 60s and 70s and do Like a Virgin, and they're both like, touch for the very first time.
I ain't gonna do that.
They gotta have a single off with no auto-tune.
Right.
You're right.
We all know the Kardashians are super close to their momager, Kris Jenner, and looks like she might be adding a midwife to her many responsibilities, taking care of her daughters.
What?
On last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the family talked about Kylie Jenner's pregnancy and birth of her daughter, Stormy. But we didn't know what went down in the hospital room until now.
How did she do for her labor?
She did really, really well. And she just kept saying, I just don't feel any pain. And you'd see these contractions like crazy. And she would go, I'm not feeling it. And I'm like, this is really weird. She was such a trooper. She really was. She was so calm.
It was really exciting.
I delivered the baby.
She told me.
I delivered
you
her.
You did?
Yes.
She told me.
I didn't hear that.
I delivered the baby.
I pulled her out.
Ew. Ew. Thank you.
So what do you think? Was Kylie crazy letting Kris actually deliver the baby and pull it out?
I mean, the last time my mom has seen my lady parts is where they weren't lady parts.
They were boy parts, and they just and they assigned surgeries back to them. They had to make a choice.
Rumor.
And she probably didn't feel anything because she had what they call an epidural.
That's right, right,
right.
Oh, I thought she didn't feel nothing because her baby daddy. But anyway, that's something.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah, Spice Baby just didn't fall out.
Yeah.
Weren't you your sister's doula or whatever the hell?
My sister wanted the birth of her first child on video. And so I was the guy with the video camera.
Looking at your, oh my God.
It doesn't really look like stuff when babies are coming out of it.
Oh, so you weren't there until she was like, okay, it's crowning. You can go down.
Yeah,
there.
I was like, I was being very tasteful. It was like a Discovery Channel, you know, National Geographic shooting of a baby being born. But yeah, once the head is sticking out.
It just looks like
Like watching your favorite.
A baby wearing a mommy hat.
Yeah.
They said Courtney pulled two of hers out herself.
What?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that
that's
even?
Brute.
Two out of three. I mean, how do you do that? You like wide open. You like,
oh my God.
Like that. How can you do that?
Yeah, like all my youngest kids came via C-section, and like after seeing the first one like come out, like it's like watching a car with the engine sitting on the side of it. I'm like, how are you still alive?
Yeah, they always say for the guy never to look down below the sheet so you can see it coming out, because you'll be intimidated and probably and grossed out.
I was looking over there like that neighbor from Home Improvement. I just can't undo it.
Your face.
What's going on over there? Oh, man, I can't see it.
Howdy, neighbor.
Well, the former floatist floated her way into a side hustle, y'all. Michelle Obama returned to our hometown of Chicago this weekend to officiate the wedding of the Chicago deputy mayor's daughter. Footage of the ceremony has been circulating all over the internet, so you know Dish Nation had to show it to you. Want to see it? Here you go.
I promise to stand next to and support you. Through all of life's trials and troubles.
Well, that was nice.
But what does this deputy mayor have on Michelle Obama? I mean, I don't think that, I mean, he has to have something for her to show up.
She's just that nice.
Yeah.
I guess
it just seems fake to me. I mean, even the backdrop just seemed like a sheet that was put up. I mean, I don't understand.
Oh, so, Frank, don't be like that. It was pretty cute to me. What about y'all?
I mean, it's kind of dope if you had the former first lady come through and officiate your wedding, but I just couldn't unfixate my eyes off the fact that they spelled cousin wrong.
Yeah, and it was like not loud enough. It was like the bride couldn't hear her.
I didn't like Michelle had to keep passing her the mic. She say one thing and pass the mic. They should have had a lavalier or something on where they could just hear. I didn't like that part.
She was almost like a little kid that couldn't get her alphabets right. Like, like I promise trials and trails. Trails and trials and tribulations.
Do you think she had to get registered to be able to do this?
Yeah, you have to.
Or was she already registered a long time ago? Like, she's married several people. We just don't know it.
Yeah.
Probably ordained for this. I mean, we haven't seen her do it before, but yeah, they people who do that. I had my friend married us, and it was like
that doesn't count.
Yeah, she got ordained and everything. She got her
seriously.
But yeah, people take it very, very seriously when they're getting ordained.
Is anybody on the show here ordained? I mean, it seems I would think probably.
Well, Portia used to be ordained, if I'm not mistaken. I know she was the evangelist, formerly known as
evangelist of what?
Oh, she was an evangelist.
At church?
Yeah.
Porsche ain't never been no evangelist.
Yeah, doing an Easter speech don't count. Well, can we talk about Jennifer Lopez for a second? Now, she was seen straight tripping over the weekend, but not the kind of tripping where she cursing people out. Like, she literally fell and took a tumble.
No.
Oh, good, honey. She was tumbling for somebody, huh?
Yep, word to the culture club. Now, the beautiful singer was running around stage giving fans high fives as she was performing during her Las Vegas residency, and boom, she hit the floor. Take a look.
She's so damn cool. Look, no, but none of us here could fall like that and then get back up. She just like made it look like a dance move.
But that booty of J-Lo bounced her right back up. She's down up,
and then right back to dancing. Yeah. Like no, she is so damn
just
cool.
Just walked it right off.
Love her.
I just sat there and scooted across the stage and gave fan love to everybody. Okay. I just scooted.
Yeah. I fell off a speaker one time, and that's about it. Oh.
Did you try to make it look cool at all?
Nah, like, I missed a line or two.
All right, y'all. Leslie Jones has some words for Kevin Hart, honey, and we'll be dishing on this tea and a lot more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Man, you're going to need a vest because right now the comedy game is the Wild Wild West. Mm. Leslie Jones is firing shots at Kevin Hart and Cat Williams. And it all started when Cat blasted Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart in a recent radio interview. So Kevin then clapped back saying Cat never put any women on and dragged Leslie Jones into the mix. Well, guess what?
What?
Leslie Jones is out here in these internet streets and she sees and hears everything.
Ooh.
She took to social media and responded by saying, real talk, both of them keep my name out their mouth unless they're using it to eat my None of those me on or any woman. While he talking about Cat, what did he do to put women on? He didn't help. Females, they wasn't on his tour. At least Cat put me on his tour.
OMG.
Didn't expect that coming out of her mouth.
I got goosebumps. Yeah. She let it go, honey. Yeah. She couldn't even try to be proper.
PG, exactly. Like... honey. No PC there, honey. But you know what? That probably is true, though. I mean, it's amazing, though. I mean, like with you with the rap game, Brad. So I guess, but do men help you or do you have to do it basically yourself? Because these guys, honey, they talk a good game, but they don't take these women on tour with them and stuff like that.
Fortunately, I had Jermaine Dupri to help me, but I don't know what the comedy world does.
I don't know. I just think a lot of this stuff has to do with appearance, too. These guys, honey, are all about aesthetics, honey, what you look like and whatever, too. And Miss Leslie, honey, not the prettiest button on the blouse, so they never take her on the road with her and stuff with them because I guess they feel that they can't, she probably can't sell tickets.
Well, guess what, honey? It does not stop there. Comedy veteran Lou Nail is now giving her take on this comedy beef.
Oh.
Yes, the comedian claimed that she, Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Mike Epps, Tiffany Haddish, and Nick Cannon all starred in a movie called School Dance that was never released. And the drama needs to stop because the enemy is Lionsgate. She took to social media and she said, let's fix this bull with playing before somebody get hurt around this. Actually, we all got this deal, Nick included. This should have been released in theaters all across the country. A blockbuster is what it would have been. But no, Lionsgate dropped the ball, didn't have faith in us. This project, and nobody got paid.
She has a point there. Like, I saw the movie on cable recently.
Yeah.
It's like one of them ones where it's like, it's silly funny, so you laugh at what's going on.
Yeah.
So you don't think it was worthy of a theater or just TV?
They could have dropped it. They could have totally put it out, and they could have did something.
So in a situation like this, honey, how would y'all handle being called out? Because some people been called out.
It just depends, Gary. You got to pick and choose your battles. Like, some of them is not worth your time. But at the same time, you don't want somebody to just say something about you. You definitely want to clap back, so.
Oh, yeah, I would do like a queen bitch, honey. I would rap back and let them all have wet bitch.
Well, before you clap back, you might need to get your weight up a little bit, man. There's this ill sponsor that I've been telling y'all about. It's Beachbody On Demand. It's an all-in-one solution that helps you with weight loss and better eating habits. And they also can get your muscles up, Gary.
Oh.
They're behind cool programs like P90X, Insanity, 21 Day, and more.
Okay, well, tell us more about it, Craig. I mean, what do you love about it?
Yo, me personally, I like using P90X because there is literally exercise in it that you can do no matter what your fitness level is. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether you're, like, completely healthy, whether you're injured, there's something in there you can do. And I work out of sweat, and I get it done in under an hour.
Ooh.
And the thing is, like, you can focus on different parts of your body. Like, they got, you know, days where you're working on your legs. There's days you're working on your chest.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, my friends, you are going to sweat.
But, I mean, my thing is this, honey. Now, do they have a, like, dancing workout program?
Oh, they sure do.
Do you?
And there's over 700 workouts for all fitness levels to choose from. Even you, Gary. And the best part is you can access it anywhere at any time, whether you do it on your computer, your Apple TV, your iPad, whatevs.
Oh, that's what's up. I think I like this. How do we sign up?
Well, right now, Dish Nation viewers can get a special free trial membership when you text DISH to 303030. That's 303030. And you're going to get access to the entire platform for frizzy.
Up next, y'all, find out what celebrity is excited about getting his new star power after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a name that we don't talk about that much here on Dish. Actor Jack Black received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack Black was so excited, he turned into a jackrabbit, and it was hilarious. Take a look. Well, I loved it. He was doing it, right?
He was queening out almost. I'm like, all right, Miss Black.
He was happy. Well, he relished in his success and said, I've wanted one of these things for so long. Since I was a kid, I thought, oh, man, if you get one of those stars on the sidewalk, that means you've made it. And I feel like I've really grasped that sweet brass ring. Okay, so, Gary, when you get your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one, what are you going to wear? And two, what are you going to say as your speech?
Well, first of all, I know what I'm going to wear, baby. Okay. I'm going to wear ass, honey, latex outfit. Yes, ma'am, bitch. I'm gonna give you patent leather latex down, honey.
Is it like a one-piece latex
outfit? Yeah, it's gonna be a one-piece.
Why is this happening?
Not fitted, though.
No, no, it's gonna be fitted. And I'm gonna tell all the people, I wanna thank each and every one of you so much. I wanna thank my fans. I wanna thank you, Brad, honey, for bringing me out. Yeah, I wanna thank Headcrack, honey, for being always a behind-the-scenes hater.
I'm just trying to help.
Damn.
Well, Jack Black ain't the only one making huge accomplishments. Brat, you was all over L.A. over the course of the weekend.
Oh,
getting it popping. I had to live vicariously through your Instagram timeline.
That's all right. That's what it's for, so I can share my fun.
That's right, honey.
And for those that don't know, she was in L.A. celebrating a So-So Deaf exhibit at the Grammy Museum.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Oh, my goodness. It was awesome. So-So Deaf has got, like, two floors. Myself, Jermaine Dupri, the whole history of So-So Deaf. It was amazing. It was like a dream.
Now, so you have some of your clothes and all your other stuff that, like, say, for instance, like, Michael Jackson donated maybe a tie or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I donated some of my clothes, some of my performance clothes from a couple of videos, some shoes, some bandanas, some pictures, things like that.
What about some underwear or something so that, you know?
Yeah, anything from the What Do You Like video.
No.
In addition to being one of the most blessed people in music and in life, you also have one of the greatest noses. And a lot of us won't ever get a chance to be around these rich and famous people, so we want to know, what do they smell like? What does Oprah Winfrey smell like?
Oprah still smell good. She still smell rich and all that good stuff.
Now, what about Leonardo DiCaprio? He has an entire Oscar sitting on his mantle at his crib. What do you smell like?
When I tell you I wanted to fan out when I saw Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Yes, like, oh, my God.
Who smelled the best out of everybody?
Jimmy Iovine.
Wow.
Look him up if you don't know who he is, baby. You would want to be him. I believe he's worth about $910 million or something like that.
Billion, girl, I thought.
Is it billion?
Is it billion?
Oh, I should have got closer.
Yeah.
Well, that's super big, man. Big congratulations to Jermaine Dupri and the entire So-So Deaf family. Now, up next, the Vietnamese version of The Bachelor had a twist so big, Heidi and Frank, I'll tell you about it all after the break right here on Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's Heidi's birthday, everybody.
Yay!
Yeah. And we have something that we think is going to get you very excited.
Ooh. Okay.
It's the Vietnamese version of The Bachelor.
Oh, I mean, you knew exactly what
I
wanted for my birthday. I mean, how did you do that?
This is why you're excited. On the Vietnamese version of The Bachelor, something happened that has never been seen on the American version of The Bachelor.
Tình yêu đó cho mình nó không phải là anh
well. It was kind of awkward in that, number one, where she went up to hug her was awkward. Like, obviously, that girl was on, like, a riser, so it's, like, step up one, or the other girl should have stepped down.
Already got the rose, the one that she wanted to leave with her, so she was already going to stay on the show.
And the short-haired girl who, you know, was being proposed to, essentially, like, she's patting her, like, not like in a hug, or, like, she's like,
yeah, this
I can't
is very
believe
awkward.
I wanted it to be way sexier than that.
Do you think this is going to spawn a lesbian version of The Bachelor?
I think there
or Bachelorette?
Should.
I mean, instead of giving out roses, they give out tulips.
Will you accept my tulips on your flower? I will. You'd watch that, a lesbian bachelorette where girls are in the hot tub and they're like, I'm totally making out.
I mean,
with
I don't think The Bachelor knew that particular contestant did go both ways. I mean, that was a big shock for the audience as well. The fact that she found love with another contestant.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's kicking himself. He's like, I'm picking that one. Hey, we can take her home too.
Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.